This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
This is the Broadway Boys Podcast through the Hockey Podcast Network, and we are back with Season 5, Episode 14, as the New York Rangers extend their unbeaten in regulation streak and defeat the Detroit Red Wings 5-3. That score doesn't indicate how that game went. If you are a New York Rangers fan, you obviously know that the New York Rangers did a great job of taking care of business. Jumping out to an early lead, a lousy third period, but it's to be expected. You kind of loosen things up a little bit when you're up 5-0. But boy, oh boy, the New York Rangers get it done. No Fox, no problem. No Hedl, no problem. No Igor, no problem. They just hum along, and it just shows you that a system, momentum, guys stepping up in big moments. It just, that's all bigger than, one individual player. So, the fact that the New York Rangers can find ways to win and beat good teams too, just goes to show you that a system is huge this year. And, we don't have to just worry about, is Fox going to carry the offense? Is, Hedl, going to absolutely destroy us considering we have no depth down the middle? But guys are stepping up. Guys are playing much better. Our all-stars that are still left on the ice are playing like all-stars. And so there's a lot to be excited about if you're a New York Rangers fan. I think the reality of no Fox is, a little bit more calming now that you see that the New York Rangers still can play within a system, can still win hockey games, can still score goals, and still take care of business when they need to. So, yeah, that's huge. I think we can all take a deep breath and exhale. And, hopefully Fox makes his, return, gets healthy, and makes his return by the end of the month. And hopefully the New York Rangers can, tread water here and do their best to just continue to get points. And, an egg is coming. You know that. That's just the reality of sports, no matter who you are, what team you are. If you're playing an 82-game schedule, you're not going to be perfect at all throughout the 82 games. So, if we lay an egg once, one day, one game, it's, what can you do? We're 8-1-1 in our last 10, 6-1-1 on the road. We got a nice win on home ice. Congratulations to Jonathan Quick on getting his first win at the Garden. I'm sure he was excited about that. But yeah, the New York Rangers, man, I tell you, no Andy tonight. Unfortunately, he had plans, and getting this done, a little bit early. Had a long day, long week. Actually, ended up going to the Jet game on Monday. It was actually the Chargers game. The Jets never actually showed up, but yeah. So it just, football's done. It's done. It's full time hockey, which scares me because it's November, and the last thing I need is this team falling apart right in front of me. So, yeah, I mean, the New York Rangers, Detroit Red Wings, we knew this was going to be a huge matchup. Andy and I, spoke about it, how they're going to, deal with a fast, young, hungry team that could score goals. And the New York Rangers did what they needed to do. And that was, number one, be perfect on special teams, which they pretty much were. They went 6-for-6 on the PK. They went 2-for-3 on the power play. They got, they outshot the Red Wings. They won, the faceoff percentage. They did exactly what they needed to do. And I have to say that, like, this team, for what it's worth, is pulling their shit together when it matters and finding ways to get points. And, it starts at the top. If the team is doing bad, the first person we'd blame is Panarin, Kreider, Zibanejad. Obviously, Fox is out. Hedl, our second line center, is out, and Igor's out. So, this is the next wave, man. Next man up mentality. you know, it amazes me that, you know, and it probably helps that we have Peter Laviolette as a coach, new system. There's still excitement. You know, we had a really strong start to the season. I think there's just a lot to be excited about, and they're playing for one another. They're having fun, and it's nice to see. You know, it's tough to, you know, sit here and critique everything. But if you look at this team, you know, Panarin, 12-point streak, gets another goal and assist for 2 points. He's a plus one, you know, just has been absolutely game-changing, you know, exactly what you want to see out of, you know, your star player that's making over $11 million. You know, Lafreniere had a great game. You could see him really coming into his own. Obviously not Jack Hughes-esque, but, you know, certainly someone that is creating more positives than negatives when he's out there. You could still see, you know, there are times where he gets a little lost. He makes the wrong decision with the puck and he's just trying to do too much. You know, I think he looks at Panarin and Panarin makes it look so easy that Lafreniere thinks he has that ability and that touch with the puck when he just doesn't. Hopefully, you know, he just continues to get better, but, you know, he has his moments. He looks good. And then, you know, there's moments where you're like, how the fuck was this kid the first overall pick? But yeah, I can't get on, again, you can't really get on any individual person right now because we're humming along. I mean, Vinny Trocheck stepping up, fucking 2 goals last night against Detroit. He's been, you know, phenomenal. And, you know, it's funny. I don't know if it was a tweet or what was it? It wasn't on TV because I wouldn't really bring this up. But, you know, out of all the players on this team and how much money they make comparatively, you've never heard of anyone really, you know, complaining about Trocheck's contract. The guy, I think, has played above his contract, to be honest with you. It's just, I mean, you know, whenever you need him, he seems to be there. He's an energy guy. I feel like he consistently brings, you know, effort to the table. He's a, you know, bring your lunch pail to work type of player. And, you know, it shows. And that's why I think a lot of fans love him. And I think that's why, you know, when he has the success that he does in big moments, it's so much more appreciated, you know, than, you know, when the team's not playing well around him. You know, and, you know, he had the Broadway hat last night for the boys and, you know, it was great to see. And then you got Chris Kreider again, Jesus, you know, power play goal, another assist, you know, he's playing excellent. He's got 9 goals on the season already. And, you know, I just think, you know, he's certainly on pace for another 40, you know, close to 50 goals, you know, possibly if he keeps this consistent play up. You can't really knock him, you know, and then, you know, even, you know, I hate to say it, but, you know, Cooley has been, I don't know. I love to say it. Cooley has been, you know, just phenomenal. I you know, he's a third liner. He's still learning the game. He doesn't play a whole lot, but what a fucking big goal that was. And you can just see the way that kid carries himself. He's just been tremendous for us. You know, big boy, just exactly what the doctor ordered for this lineup, and he's just been clutch, and God, do we appreciate him in the lineup right now, especially when, you know, we have so many players missing. Obviously, nice to have Gaudreau back. You know, obviously he didn't show up on the scoreboard, but, you know, nonetheless, it was, you know, a guy that you know, if you look at last game, you just desperately missed that, you know, that guy's composure. And I know he's got a lot going on, you know, off the ice with the birth of his new son. So obviously we, you know, wish him the best, but man, we need him in the lineup. So hopefully he had enough bonding time because, you know, we need him on the ice. And then on the back end, I thought our D played, you know, pretty well. Gustafsson has been a godsend this year. Such a breath of fresh air to have another defenseman with an offensive touch. It's, you know, you kind of hope Miller would be more of that defenseman, but if Miller doesn't have to be and he can concentrate on, you know, just being a steady Eddie defenseman and playing both ways and, you know, having the offensive touch, but also, you know, committing himself to defense first mentality and, you know, takes the pressure off him to be an offensive performer. And now that Fox is gone, I think it's just huge. You know, Gustafsson has been tremendous this year. And, you know, I know, you know, I know Fox obviously, you know, belongs on power play one, but to be honest with you, we don't lose that much on the power play in terms of, you know, offensive, you know, threat, because Gustafsson likes to shoot. You saw him, you know, shoot last night. Or was that? No, his goal was two nights ago. And I should say two games ago. And, you know, he likes to shoot. He's got an offensive touch. He's just a tremendous guy to have in this lineup now that Fox is out. And just so thankful for him. There's not many guys that you're like, holy shit, thank God we signed him. He's one of them for sure. You know, man, we got lucky on that one. And then Jonathan Quick, another fucking phenomenal game, you know, through two periods, especially. Obviously, you know, the goals were let in, you know, in the third period. But at that point, the team's relaxed. He's relaxed. You know, once he didn't get the shutout, you know, it is what it is. At that point. So, you know, the New York Rangers are going to, obviously Kopp was going to get a goal. You knew that was coming. Any ex-Ranger, you knew it was going to fucking score. So again, tremendous play up and down the lineup, man. Quick to, you know, Gustafsson on the back end. Jones, so much better looking now that he doesn't have a team of beasts just absolutely trying to crush him in Minnesota. But we do play them next, so, you know, this could be bad. All I got to say is that this could be bad. New York Rangers are going to have to bring their best effort physically, and, you know, I'm a little worried. I will do my best. I will throw a couple bucks on the Wild to win money line. Maybe the Rangers can just, you know, get a point here, you know, against the Wild. I would love for... I'm just glad we get that game out of the way. I know there's always worse matchups, but for some reason I hate playing the Wild, and this team is a fucking beast, and you know, they're just one of those teams that match up well against the Rangers, and I'm just glad to get that fucking game out of the way.
The NFL season is going strong, and DraftKings Sportsbook is hooking new customers up with an offer that's even stronger. Bet $5 on any game this week to score $200 instantly in bonus bets. And DraftKings isn't stopping there. All customers can take advantage of a sweetener offer every game day this October. Get in on the game day greatness. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code THPN. New customers can score $200 instantly in bonus bets when you bet $5 on the NFL. That's code THPN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. The crown is yours. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NEW-YORK or text HOPE-NEW-YORK. In Connecticut, help is available for a problem gambling by calling 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, licensee partner Golden Nugget, Lake Charles, Louisiana. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions. Terms, responsible gaming resources. Halloween is come and gone, and now the holiday season is upon us. And you know what that means, absolute chaos. Now, it may be too early to start decorating for the holidays, but it's never too early to start your holiday shopping. And why not take care of it now, before the crowds and packed calendars make shopping a total nightmare? Especially when you can get some of the best deals of the season well before Black Friday. You can shop Raycon products right now and save up to 50% off because their early Black Friday sale is going on right now. Yep, right now. You've heard me talk about Raycon products before, and in the past I've told you how much I love my Raycon everyday earbuds. Use them for when I'm working out or going on running errands, going on a walk, so I can watch some show from my laptop while I'm over doing the dishes. They are incredible, and they just make the mundane things a little bit more enjoyable. So, absolutely a huge fan of them. Raycon first made a name for themselves in the audio space with products like their everyday earbuds, which are known for delivering high quality and thoughtful features like a 32-hour battery life and a perfect in-ear fit for all-day wear and lasting comfort. And just this past year, they expanded their entire business with the introduction of Raycon Home and Raycon PowerTech. Their 5-star reviewed Magic 180 cable allows you to charge iOS, micro USB, and Type-C devices 8 times faster with 100-watt power delivery. And their faucet filter ultra filters in the water in your tap against chlorine and heavy metals. It's a must-have for ensuring that the water you use to wash your face and brush your teeth is, you know, actually clean. Raycon is known for delivering high quality and thoughtful features at half of the price of other premium tech brands. It's no wonder their products have racked up tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. So to get everyone in on the holiday shopping spirit a bit early, Raycon is currently offering 20% off everything on their site, and with select products up to 50% off. So beat the crowds now and save now. Trust me, you do not want to miss out on Raycon's early Black Friday sale. Hurry now to buyraycon.com/THPN to get 20 to 50% off site-wide. That's buyraycon.com/THPN to score up to 50% off of Raycon products. buyraycon.com/THPN.
So the New York Rangers, as of right now, are sitting at the top of the Metro. You know, 19 points through 12 games played. They have 9 regulation wins, which is fucking huge. Yeah, all their wins came in regulation. They haven't won in overtime. Not that they played many games in overtime, but they lost twice in regulation, 1-9 in regulation. Yeah, that's huge. And that's a tiebreaker. So for anybody that's like, why the fuck does he care about regulation wins? It's a tiebreaker. It's the first tiebreaker. I don't even think they go head to head anymore. I think it's regulation wins. That's huge to have that. They keep getting those, wins in regulation. 2 big points. The Carolina Hurricanes are right behind us with an extra game played, and we're 3 points ahead of them. Huge. The New Jersey Devils, 12 games played, same as us. 7 wins, 4 losses, and an overtime loss for 15 points. So 4 points above the Devils right now. We're already in almost mid-November. Not exactly where I thought the New York Rangers would be, but this is certainly a good start to the season. I personally, Andy and I spoke about this, kind of what we think so far and what's the thought process we see here in the Metro. To be honest with you, I'm not. Carolina's going to turn it on. They've won 2 in a row. They're undefeated at home. They have a little rough go. They still give up too many goals for my liking. But overall, Carolina's going to, they're going to get better and they're going to figure their shit out. 6-4 in their last 10. Same as the Devils. Much more impressed. I shouldn't say impressed, because right now I'm kind of let down with both of them. But Carolina, I can see figuring it out. The Devils, man, especially with the loss of Jack Hughes, they look a little lost defensively, even with Jack Hughes. And I know they're a team that thinks that can outscore their problems, but they're going to run into what the Rangers ran into last year with the inconsistency, thinking that things are just going to happen to them in a positive way without really working for it. And that makes me worry. That would make me worry if I was a Devils fan. It makes me very happy as a Rangers fan. But, looking at that team up and down, losing Brunette last year to the Nashville Predators, that guy, he is a tremendous coach. And, it's no secret that the New Jersey Devils, were one of the worst teams in the league. And then all of a sudden they hire him as an assistant coach after he gets, caught with a DWI on a golf cart down in Florida, and, gets the job in Jersey as an associate coach. And, flipped that fucking team around in a year. And I wonder if they take a step back this year. For a fan of the game of hockey, you really don't want to, you don't want to root against, you want to root against your teams, but Jack Hughes is good for the game. He's an American boy. They're talking about, you already hear the World Cup of Hockey. They're looking to do different things here. So, you know, he's going to be one of the guys they end up rooting for. So, yeah, you know, obviously you don't want him to have to deal with the injuries that like Crosby had with concussions and, you know, whether this is a clavicle or something like that. I didn't really look at the details, but, you know, overall, I'm just happy to see the Devils with inconsistent play and the gift of giving up a ton of goals. You know, they've given up 45 goals and only scored 46. Carolina's given up 44 and only scored 45. The New York Rangers, for perspective, have scored 39 and only given up 27. So I'm telling you, man, the New York Rangers being able to play with a lead and playing lockdown defense has been huge. You know, just look at the teams that you're really impressed with. You know, the Boston Bruins, you know, 39 goals scored, same as the Rangers, 23 goals against. You know, there's a reason why the Boston Bruins are 10-1-1. Their commitment to defense and handling their shit in their own zone first and then worrying about offense is huge. That's why they're in every single game. That's why they win way more than they lose, you know. And then, you know, you go out west and you look at the top teams out west and Colorado. They had a couple rough games, but, you know, only 31 goals against. Vegas, only 28 goals against. Vancouver, 24 goals against, you know. Kings are finding their way. The Ducks are finding their way. Those teams don't give up a ton of goals, you know, and they're still finding the ability to score. So I really think, you know, maybe this season more so, and I could be just overanalyzing this, but there was a part of me that, you know, back when the Devils were winning their cup, obviously you could trap and, you know, you can play a systems where you really just lock down defense, get a lead and just shut the team down. Then it kind of, the NHL got pushed into a direction where offense was key. We might be in an era or starting to be in an era where systems and defensive zone coverage and defensive responsibility could be, you know, more important than the offensive side of the puck. I'm curious to get Andrew's take on that theory. But, you know, I think for the New York Rangers, it's clearly evident that's the case. And, you know, I think it's important for the New York Rangers to keep playing with that philosophy because, you know, you saw what happened. You saw a high octane offense, you know, of the Detroit Red Wings almost scoring 50 goals on the season so far, but they give up 42, you know, and the New York Rangers were able to put the puck in the net, basically hold them to nothing, suffocate them the first two periods, play perfect on special teams, take care of the shit in the defensive zone. And guess what? All of a sudden it's 5-0. And even with a shit last 20 minute, the game was locked up. You know, you're not, if a team's coming back on you from a 5-goal deficit in the third period, there's a lot more problems than just a lack of ability to finish a game off. I mean, you then have to start questioning everything, coaching, captains, ice surface, people run the concessions, because that's just not fucking, that should never happen ever. So, and it obviously has happened in the past, but, you know, for good teams it never happens. Yeah, I think the New York Rangers, again, I have to give them kudos. This is game two without Fox and they're just slowly taking care of business, and they've gotten what, 3 of 4 points. So, yeah, it's going to be, again, it's going to be a grind, and New York Rangers are just going to have to find ways to score goals. And as long as, as long as Panarin, you know, stays hot and the top six can, you know, find ways to put the puck in the net and we get little contributions here and there from the bottom six, we'll be in good shape. You know, the next two games, I said, we have the Minnesota Wild. If you're listening to this, that's tomorrow at 7:00. And then, so two home games, yeah, against the Wild at 7:00. And then on Sunday, we play the Columbus Blue Jackets. And, you know, the Wild, it is what it is. I told you, I have a feeling that Minnesota will fucking run right through us, just being a hungry team. And you know, you saw their ability to come back against us with the 3-goal lead. You know, they're just a bad matchup for us. And then you have the Columbus Blue Jackets, but I hope the Rangers, you know, have a sour taste in their mouth after the last game that they played against Columbus, where they completely fucking dominated. I think they almost put up 50 shots, like 52 shots or something, and just could not score. You know, Columbus is really struggling. Johnny Hockey's, you know, Johnny Nowhere right now. And, you know, it just, again, they're a team that, you know, you don't want to say, you know, is a pushover, but when it comes to this league right now and the way the Rangers are playing and Columbus is playing, this should be a pushover game. We should fucking light those guys up on our home ice. There's no reason to let that team hang around, and, you know, they don't belong on the same ice surface as us. So we got to fucking blow them out. And then we gear up. Saturday, November, is it 18th already? So we play Sunday the 12th, and then we're off till the 18th. We play the New Jersey Devils on the road. And what I think is probably, for the fans, I'll say this. For the fans, this will be the biggest game of the season. I won't say it's the biggest game of the season for the Devils because... or for the Rangers or Devils, only because of where the teams are right now. I think, you know, without Jack Hughes, without Fox, without Hedl, without, you know, Igor being, you know, day to day, you know, I don't think they'll look at it as a much needed win because, you know, when you're both playing shorthanded, it's just, there's different. I think both teams are just trying to find their way and survive and find ways to get points. And I don't think they're necessarily looking at the jersey of the other team. Hopefully they do. You never know. I mean, I don't think it'll have the same. If Hughes was healthy, Fox was healthy, Igor was healthy. I don't know. I just feel like at this point with the injuries both sides have and the Devils, you know, being a little inconsistent here defensively, I think it has a different feel to it. Another question I'd like to ask Andy, if he's, you know, looking forward to this game as much as like you would if everyone was healthy. And then you have, you know, and then the Monday, November 20th, you have the Dallas Stars. I'll just, you know, looking at the first next few weeks, another really good team that's going to be tough to get 2 points against. And that's on the road. That's Monday at 8 o'clock on the 20th. So yeah, that's pretty much going to take you into Thanksgiving and the barometer, although there is a bunch of games, you know, 2 games before Thanksgiving or right around then. But yeah, the barometer, what do they say? You know, if you're in the playoffs come Thanksgiving, there's like an 80% chance you make the playoffs. So the New York Rangers are, you know, sitting pretty in that top spot. You have to feel really good about this team. And I think the goal this year was just make the playoffs. You know, let's shed these expectations of winning the division. If it happens, it happens. That's great. But we all know, you know, what matters. It's winning playoff games, winning, you know, having a winning momentum going into the playoffs and feeling good about yourselves, being healthy and just, you know, having a mentality where, you know, you're even keeled, you know, the roller coaster, you have to, don't get, you know, too excited about the highs and don't get too down on yourself on the lows. And as long as you have that mentality, man, I think, you know, we'll be solid. So the next barometer here, I think, you know, for the New York Rangers is to see where we are in the standings come Thanksgiving. And I think hopefully by then we'll have an idea of when Fox will truly be back. I have a feeling though, if the Rangers are doing pretty well without him, they may want to keep him out another few games, but I don't know how that works with the cap, you know, because there's something where you're banking on your long term. There's a pool of money. I know this is annoying, but I never heard of this concept until the Rangers have a player on long term IR. All of a sudden, it's like a fucking issue that doesn't help the Rangers. It helps every other team. They fucking circumvent the cap. You know, Stone goes on it. He gets fucking $10 million off the cap, so they can sign somebody else. Like everybody else gets all this free money, and then the New York Rangers do it, and it's like, wow, actually they lose 12% of their cap. So, but here we are. It's going to be a wild ride here. You know, you look at the teams, you know, that everybody, you know, probably pinpointed to be at the top of the standings, you know, maybe struggling a little bit. I thought everyone thought, including myself, that Bruins would have a down year. They're juggernauts. Tampa Bay, I think people, you know, thought they were going to have a I think they're doing better than what people thought with Vasilevskiy going out. You know, I think people thought they were really gonna struggle, but they're fucking outscoring their problems, man. You know, just a fucking dynamic offense there. Can score goals in bunches, never out of it. I think Carolina, New Jersey, people are down on. Toronto, another team, fucking people are down on. Too inconsistent. Florida, inconsistent. You know, and the rest of the East is probably where they should be, except for maybe Ottawa. I think people expected a little bit more, but shit show organization gives you a shit show on the ice. The Colorado Avalanche, I think people thought they were going to have a down year. They look pretty solid. Dallas is obviously solid at 7-3. I think the Jets are better than what people expected. You know, Golden Knights, Vancouver certainly exceeding expectations. Kings got off to a slow start, but they're hot. You know, Ducks and Arizona, man, they're winning hockey games and getting points. Whereas teams like, you know, maybe Nashville, Seattle, Calgary, and Edmonton are just kind of falling to pieces. So, and congratulations to the San Jose Sharks getting their first victory against the Philadelphia Flyers. So a good team to get it against. Thank you for helping us out. And congratulations, you know, Duclair getting a goal there. So yeah, thank you. All right, that's going to do it for this podcast. Short and sweet. Keep humming along. Big game tomorrow against the Minnesota Wild. Again, I'm going to do my best by, you know, throwing a couple $2 or $3 on the Minnesota Wild, and hopefully my bad luck in betting will help the Rangers get a couple points here. But if the Rangers lay an egg here and they lose, deep breath. Minnesota Wild, shit matchup. You know, we're banged up. You know, I would imagine Quick is going to start. I think Igor is still questionable. Not a team that you want to start. I'd start Quick one more time. Get Igor rested and healthy, and hopefully he can get two big points against the Columbus Blue Jackets on Sunday. So thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.
Thank you for listening to the Broadway Boys Podcast. Be sure to follow us on X at Broadway Boys Pod, and please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, or thehockeypodcastnetwork.com.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. New episodes every Monday and Thursday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.